Here he is. Hello, Hooch.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, listeners.
How you going there?
Oh, you know, sort of.
What time? 6:22.
I can't tell because I haven't opened my eyes yet.
It's daylight savings too, by the way.
I love daylight savings. You know how much I love daylight savings.
Yeah, bit of extra hour to go fishing in the evening.
Well, not only that, it's an extra hour to go fishing, but it's an extra time after work with daylight hours. You can do brownie points with the wife to allow you to go fishing.
Fair enough. It all works. Happy days. Let's start off with Flathead.
Yes. Now, I actually have a report, funnily enough.
Oh, good on you.
A couple of mates of mine went to each end of the state. They've been a bit sort of fickle out off Devonport, so they went down to Bridport and caught some, and they come out of Bridport River, which is a bit sketchy at low tide, that ramp, so make sure you leave there at half tide or better. And they've swung around to the left. There's an island. I think it's, I can't remember what the name is. I do know what the name is normally. Anyway, there's an island up in there. They went up there and they got their catch of flathead, which was a really good time. There was two of them on the boat, so that was plenty of flathead. And they managed to have some for feed and also free some down, so that was quite good. And similar news off Wynyard. Mates of mine went out and in 35 metres found some nice flathead in 35 metres off Wynyard. And they swung slightly, and it's very difficult, but they came out of the Inglis River and they swung slightly to the west and managed to get their feed, so that was good.
Yeah, and while you're speaking of Wynyard, they've got the Spring Loaded Festival up there at the moment. So just if you're planning on going fishing in the Wynyard area this weekend, they've got a yacht race on tomorrow. Okay, it's called the Tulip Cup, so just there'll be heaps of boats in the water.
Oh, there you go. When I was in high school, I went in a yacht race in Wynyard. It was the P-Class Dinghy Australian Championship.
How'd you go?
Well, I wasn't really good, but I was cunning. And then So I came, in the rear of the field, and then I watched this really rich kid from the mainland, and he came first in the first race, so I followed him. Everything he did, I just copied him. And I ended up coming eighth in Australia.
Wow, that's all right.
So when he tacked, I just sort of worked out where he tacked. I tacked, and after about the third race, he was onto me, and he wasn't real happy about it. But anyway, that's what I've done, and tough to eat him.
All right. So anyway, if you're swinging a line at Wynyard tomorrow, just be wary. There'll be heaps of small yachts.
Wind stealers. Lots of wind stealers.
Indeed. All right. We've done flathead. Let's go to salmon.
The salmon are in good numbers and big, and I think I might have mentioned last time the reports are real, but they're pretty much along the coast anywhere. So if you get a chance to get out on the ocean in pretty good conditions, just keep your eyes about you because they'll pop up and feed. They'll feed on a little mullet, they'll feed on a little bit of krill and a few bits and pieces. So when they do come up, just be ready to go with a soft plastic. And I find a bit of speed with those fish. Sometimes they can be a bit finicky. And sometimes if you've got a soft plastic that's got a big paddle tail, just let it go and just let it do its thing and drop down and it'll sort of look natural and swim down. And if you haven't caught one on the first cast, just keep throwing it.
Yeah. We were talking off the air that we're going to talk a little bit about trout today. And there's a photo on the Advocate yesterday, young bloke Zach, who caught a big trout off, Arthur River it was. Big one.
Yes, and that's quite topical because I wanted to talk some more about the West Coast rivers, and young Zach caught that out of Arthur's River. Now, Arthur's River is a fantastic fishery for big trout, and they come in looking for the whitebait. There's a lot of food down there, even the eels. There's a little lamprey and an eel run, and those fish get massive. Like, it's not unheard of to see over 10-pound and even 15-pound. I've seen some monsters over the years. Been a little bit quiet in the last couple of seasons, but it looks like it's going to be a big fish season. So, yeah, he's pulled that out of there. Bryce Purton does some amazing work. He works down the west, and he's uncanny. If you jump on Bryce Purton's Facebook page and have a look, he's even got some technique pieces there to help catch them. So that was actually quite cool.
Yeah. What about up the lakes? Heard anything?
Oh, look, not really, but I'll tell you what, as a project, why don't I have a dig about and we find out a bit about a few of the lakes for next week.
Yeah. Now, what's the deal with squid at the moment? Is it on or is it off?
No, shut down at the minute. Yeah. So, we've got to wait on that. Same with striped trumpeter. We've got a cool our heels a little bit. November is when she kicks off again for stripy trumpeters and bits and pieces. So, of course, crayfish. A little bit awkward this season because the long weekend isn't the opening season this weekend. So that's one to be wary for people planning trips. And we got nearly caught out a little bit with that the other week when we started planning our first crayfish trip. So, yeah, the long weekend, which is sort of normally the opening, is not this year.
Yeah. Might as well do the tides now, thanks to our friends at Deegan Marine. So we've got a high tide today, 1:30, and that's 3.3 metres. Saturday's high at 20 past 2 in the afternoon, 3.4 metres. And Sunday's high at about 20 past 3 in the afternoon, 3.5 metres. So it's average to just above average tides, I reckon, for this time of the year. The weather's not too bad. So today, just a shower or two, 1 to 2 mils, maybe a little bit windy. Saturday, showers during the day, 2 to 4 mils. Probably the pick of the bunch for the weekend will be Sunday with less than 2 mils, fairly light winds.
Oh, there you go. Sunday sounds like the day. So, yeah, brownie points on Saturday and some fishing on Sunday.
There you go. Have you planned a fishing trip lately or what?
Look, we are, but we're going to sort of cool our heels, you know, with everything that's going on and poor old Moz passing. So we've been pretty busy and haven't really had our mind on too much at the minute, but we are looking forward to opening in November. It's not that far away, so we'll make sure that we've got everything planned to hit the water down there and try to get some stripy trumper and some crayfish, and we'll be smiling. Hopefully we'll get some crayfish we can put in the freezer for Christmas.
Right. You got a motorsport thing on next week, is that right?
Not this weekend, but next weekend.
Next weekend,
Sort of hoodwinked in. I'm dipping the toe back in the water. I used to do a bit of motorsport and haven't done for years, but don't tell anyone, but it's a regularity event, so it's sort of motorsport, but it's not. But it's a Baskerville 1000. The idea is you buy a car for $1,000 or less, and you've got to run around Baskerville for 6 hours, and you've got a nominated time, and if you're left and right of that time, you get penalty, but if you're right on the time, you don't get any penalty, and the winner is the person with the least amount of penalties. So we've got this old ex-Falcon, a taxi, and she looks pretty cool. We've got it all sticking up, and fingers crossed she does 6 hours of laps of Baskerville, but we'll see.
Beautiful. All right, mate, anything else to mention?
I think we're all good.
Beautiful. Okay, have a nice weekend. Plug your website and Facebook there.
That's Team Penn, Simrad Fishing.
Happy days. Talk to you next week.
All right, cheers.